It is with great joy that I, the Ascended Master Saint Germain, am once again presented with this opportunity to communicate guidance and wisdom that we, the Ascended Masters, believe you might benefit from at this moment in time. Open then both mind and heart to receive this communication, the wisdom of it, and also the power that lies behind it, that this might contribute to holding you in a state of blessing and grace, to ease you through the journey of your life at this moment in time. It is in part then in regards to this topic that I would speak to you today, the topic of grace and ease and flow. When we live upon the earth, it is commonplace at times to experience moments of sublime grace, great synchronicity and serendipity, great ease, periods in which life flows and the world seems to open up to us, and everything becomes accessible and easy to achieve. But there are times, too, when the opposite of this occurs, when we feel blocked, challenged, constricted, confronted, and bound, when synchronicities and serendipities dry up, and we can feel lost and abandoned and confused. Sometimes, though not all times, of course, the reason for such difficulties is to do with negative and unclean energy. It is surprisingly easy to become saturated in negative energy. The negative energy of others, the negative energy of places, the negative energy that is spawned from modern day technology, and of course one's own negative energy that arises as a result of pessimism and scepticism and fear and doubt, sometimes in a very surreptitious and unconscious manner, and sometimes very evident and clear. Because humanity is bound together through the collective unconsciousness, we sometimes find ourselves also subject to the negative energy of our greater global community on an unconscious level as a result of our intimate psychic gestalt, our link and alignment to the whole. Of course, although all suffer from such toxicity at times, those who are sensitive to energies, those who are particularly connected to the collective unconscious in more conscious ways, will suffer more. Those who are sensitive, those who are psychic, those who have shamanic tendencies, those whose transpersonal chakras, such as the occipital lobe chakra, are awoken, will suffer more strongly. In these circumstances, then, it is not enough to simply cleanse oneself and one's home once a week, twice a month, and believe that that combined with protection is enough, because it is not. And it is particularly not enough now, whilst the world is in such a difficult and challenging place, where the negativity, the scepticism, fear and doubt, the pessimism, the desolation brought to the surface by the pandemic, as well as those other dramas that occur upon your planet at this time, stir to the collective surface of the collective consciousness shadows, some of which are current and present, and some of which are ancient, old. During these times, then, if you are to master yourself, your mental and emotional energies, your spiritual and psychical connections and sensitivities, you must diligently cleanse yourself and your space, and those within your space who may be risks of contagion. And of course, you must protect yourself in order to provide yourself with some respite in between cleansing. Cleansing can be achieved in a variety of different ways. Magically, mentally, using the power of visualization, affirmation and will, using crystals, using herbs and oils, as well as the physical cleaning of the self and one's property, using more conventional means, aided and abetted, maybe, by a little magical and spiritual intervention. As well as this, it is important to endeavour to find ways that work for you to express and exorcise your inner demons, your shadows, your personal fears and doubts, whether this be done by keeping a spiritual journal or diary, or whether this be done by speaking to a confidant, counsellor or friend, or speaking to oneself. For if one has the opportunity to be alone, whether it be when you are mowing the lawn or walking up the country lane, or taking your dog for some exercise, and you can be assured that if you speak to yourself, you are not going to be overheard or judged, you can to a certain degree be your own counsellor, encouraging yourself to voice your worries and concerns, to explore them in audio, to speak them out, to go into detail about exactly what is on your mind and on your chest. Sometimes by doing so, it is possible to see more clearly the truth of the matter, to place things in perspective, to recognise one's own foolishness, and to provide oneself with remedy and cure. And so by giving yourself permission to talk about your fears and doubts and concerns, and then speaking to yourself as if you were your own client, it is possible to transmute and expose and clear inner shadows. We must not underestimate the power of cleansing. When we clear away the negative energy, it creates space for new, more positive energy to enter in. And we can influence this, magnify this, facilitate this by placing fresh flowers in our home, burning candles, filling a space with positive energy through visualization and intent, or through petition, prayer, affirmation, and mantra. We can fill ourselves with positive energy by breathing in good, clear oxygen, by breathing in the sunlight, by visiting the sea and breathing in the positive prana that is found there, by invoking through petition, prayer, affirmation and mantra, positive energies from both within and outside of ourselves to take the place of the negative energy that we have been unhealthily living on, which we have now cleared. When our energy is high, synchronicity and serendipities will abound. We will think more freely and more clearly. All elements and aspects of our health and our balance and harmony will be amplified and strengthened, and our integrity assured. We must then, in part, listen to our intuition in order to discern when a space, a person, or ourself has become toxic and needs to be cleansed. We would do well to learn to anticipate it so that the space can be cleansed, so that we can be cleared, so that we can endeavour to clear another before they have reached their peak toxicity and are therefore adversely influencing the holistic health of those around them. We can use our pendulum. We can use our tarot cards or runes or oracle deck. We can use the feeling and knowing that we hold inside in order to be sure. We must not fall foul of convincing ourselves that we do not know those things which in truth are abundantly clear. We must also not fall foul of endeavouring to suppress our negative energy, or indeed the negative energy of anyone else. It is, in truth, essential that we allow these energies to rise and release. And so, sometimes giving ourselves permission to rant and rave for a little while, inviting those that we live with to air their fears and grievances and concerns, acknowledging that dirt, that negativity, that filth is part of life on earth, and allowing things therefore to, from time to time, become dirty before we cleanse them. All of these things are healthy and important. The violet flame is a tool also that can be called upon to help with the cleansing and clearing of these negative energies in our homes, inside ourselves and inside others. And I, as the master of the ray upon which the violet flame rests, can be called upon to aid you in this work, as can the angel and living spirit of the violet flame, the Archangel Zadkiel too. Remember this then. Take this guidance. Use it well. And flourish in the light.